Blog Talk Radio.
I told you that in this day and age of COVID-19, a lot of people have lost their jobs. Hi, this is Dove Knight. And what I'm talking about is that I know people are struggling. I struggle too. You know, I had a very bad life. Not to mention all the struggles in my life and so on. One of the struggles I had was dealing with deranged, insane, dangerous people. I had someone, and I told you, who stalked me 17, 18 years, 19 years over a little home. And it ain't that much, you know. I might be selling it. I mean, I don't have no money. It's not that much. They spent 17, 18 years saying how much my home is worth. I mean, that is a dangerous, diabolically dangerous, insane person. Keep mentioning some ban that happened that wasn't no ban 18, 20 years ago. That is why I'm not in psychology. I really hope that this insane predator, I'm trying to put the police and lock this insane, dangerous person up. If they that desperate for saying that I own a home, how much it's worth, to harass me for nearly 20 years and can't get off their black ass and own their home, then something, they need to be locked up in prison. They need to be locked up in a mental hospital. You got to be really deranged to do that. And I don't even know them. I don't like saying these things online. But this is exactly what happened because I lived on Vos, which was a mistake. You know, and they said that because of what I'm worth, that they kept making up these delusions about the music industry. Mentally ill people who are deranged, some of them, should seek treatment. I am trying to keep my sanity by keeping away from people like this. These people should not be walking the streets. And they also made the analogy that, oh, I wrote song and they stole my song. A rap group is singing it unauthorized, and they said they told people in the industry that I don't even believe one bit because everything they say is delusional. You know, the man is delusional. He already thinks that I'm a high school student and retarded. And I have a master's level degree. I'm above average. I have a high intelligence. My IQ is much higher than a mentally ill. I'm sorry, I apologize. Than a mentally retarded person. I am not no mentally retarded person. I would never have gotten my bachelor. And he thinks that I live here in 2005, which is not true, which is a delusion. But why is he talking about something 17 years ago? Why they even, he spent 17 years, 20 years coming over here. Why don't he get off his ass and get his own home? There's no excuse because I own a little, how much my condo is worth. I mean, that is deranged and dangerous. Are you that desperate? That's not that much money. You had 20 years to get a bachelor degree like I do and work. Why don't you get off your ass and get your own home? And if you're making an excuse that because I own a home, I have a pay, that you can use my song illegally, it's not, that is a delusion. I mean, you can't, I mean, there's no way I would believe that, what this person said, that they're using my song. Now, if they are, they committed forgery and they're going to go to prison because they have no authorization to use any of my material. They make up stories. They told people in the industry that they were in charge of my songs. They signed my name on documents and so on to get money from my songs. And I don't believe one bit. But if they did, they're going to go to prison. But I do believe that they used, they committed ID theft, and they're going to get tracked down. And they did commit 911 abuse, impersonating me. So this is what I dealt with. I dealt with this nosy, uncivilized, deranged criminal haters. And, you know, they are so jealous of me, and they don't even know me because I'm getting, because I own a little condo, and they come around to nearly 20 years later. You got to be sick in the head. That's not that much money. If they are making money off my songs or doing anything, they're going to get caught. However, I don't like talking about these issues, really. I like to talk about something that's positive. I tell you these things on this podcast because it is the truth. Dealing with the criminally insane has made me more aware of how dangerous life can be. When somebody mentions how much my home is worth and they don't even know me, I consider that person very deranged and dangerous. Whatever, coming out here, coming near me and not even talking to me, and then the other thing is they talking at me and saying allegations that they're looking at coming to trespass up to my home because of jealousy. That is sick. I hope that I have to protect myself from the criminally insane who make up these stories, because I don't know if any of that is true. But I have tried a restraining order, and I do want to sell my home, because I don't want to live near a deranged predator who don't know me, who say things that ain't true, or is capable of doing something that's illegal. Now, there's millions of homes that they could get. I mean, what have they done for 19 years? I am trying to get a psychiatrist to put these people in the hospital so they can learn how to move on with their lives after 20 years, especially with someone who look at me who they do not know. 2002, 2003 is over with. Now, they did say that because I was, 30, 20, whatever, my age, that it was over. Everything about them is evil. They just nosy, uncivilized, deranged criminals. And when they say my dream is over, I should make it as a hobby, they just don't want me to succeed. They're evil, period. I'm not going to stop making music because of what these deranged criminals say. I have to keep away from these criminals. And my stance is continue to make music, continue to do what I need to do, express myself in these podcasts. That is not fair for me to be subjected to one of the most heinous experiences that anyone can experience as someone who's been stalked by a deranged hoodlums who I don't know for 20 years, all because they thought my home was a lot of money and because of jealousy. And my home ain't that much. And I really am telling the truth. When people listen to my podcast, again, as I mentioned before, they make these, if they're concerned about me, I am fine. But I will be okay. Because one of the reasons why I had a very tough, difficult life is that I had to deal with the criminally insane and deranged hoodlums who want to take away my dreams for no apparent reason, all because of their sociopathy or jealousy. And I guess they knew, I guess one reason is because attraction was because I was in the industry, I was making music, and they did not want me to be the lead singer, and they did not want me to make it in music. Actually, they wanted to take advantage of my pop songs that I made. But I can't let them do that. I copyrighted and published every song. No one's authorized to make decisions on my music. But talking about how much money I have, I don't have no money. I'm poor like they are. Once they get off their ass, black, white, or Latino ass, and move on with their lives. Because 2002 and 2003 ain't coming back. I hope the psychiatrist can help them realize basic common sense that their derangedness and delusions require hospitalization. And with if you have any comments on what I say on these podcasts, you can contact me directly at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. And remember, perception ain't always right about reality in terms of how I am. I am perfectly fine. I do not make up stories. I am not no drug addict. Any allegations that are false are returning to me. Everything I said about being targeted by a deranged criminal haters, uncivilized, who don't know me, who target me for no good reason, is accurate. I lived it. That is why I had a very difficult life. Unfair for someone who is good and have all these qualities that I have, or anyone, to be subjected to the criminally insane or deranged hoodlum who's obsessed, who I have will never be, be with, who keeps saying they don't like that I own a little home. They want me to move back to an apartment, which is criminally dangerous, deranged. If they can't move on from 17, 18 years and sit in an apartment or boarding care, whatever they are, they have to be something like that, because if they keep coming around after 18 years, they are very, very dangerous and insane. There's something that's wrong with the system out here. Put these people in the hospital. Because me, as a person who's high functioning and who's an artist, will never, ever be, ever, I can't even imagine being in that situation to understand what, how these human beings can live with themselves, keep doing and doing the things that they do. But I'm not deranged. I'm not obsessed, and I'm not a criminal. Good day and good night from Dove Knight.